Welcome to a special edition of Mishnah Yomi. We are going to attempt to do a chazara, a review of the entire Masechta's Brachos, every single Mishnah, with the hope that this review, even though it will be quick, will jog our memory and hopefully help us remember everything that we learned. Masechta's Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Mevus Haikar Nishma B'Arvin. The first Mishnah discusses the time when one begins to say Krishma at night, and for how long they can say Krishma for. Maybe it's like Karnish Ma Ba'arvin, Mishosh HaKohanim Nichnasim Lechubi Trumasim. As soon as the Kohanim are allowed to start eating Truma, after they had went to the Mikvah and the sun went down, so now they're allowed to start eating Truma. From that time period, at Sof HaShmur Rishona, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, he says, until the first third of the night. V'chachamim Omrim, no, Ad Chatzos, until halfway through the night. V'chachamim Omrim, no, Ad Shiala Mudah Shachar, until daybreak. Three Shitas, and one can begin. One has to finish saying Krishma, either it's the first third of the night, half the night, or daybreak. Ma'aseh shebo banav be'beis hamishta. Rabbi Gamliel's sons came home, they were out late at night. Amar lo karei shema, they said, oy gavel, we forgot to say Shema. Amar lahem, he said to them, don't worry. Im lo alam u'dashachar, chayav not to live gross. As long as it has not been daybreak, you have the obligation to say Krishma, i.e. you can still say it. Not only that, but anytime Chazal, anytime the Chachamim said, you have until Chatzos, really you have until daybreak. And they agree with me. Such as Hector Chalom Ve'varim, when it comes to burning the fats and the limbs of the Mizbeach, Mitzvos Nat Shalom Adashacha. V'chol Ne'achon La Yom Echon, Mitzvos Nat Ad Shalom Adashacha. Similarly, all things that can be eaten have to be eaten only for one day in the base of Mikdash, or certain Kabbalahs that can be brought only for one day and eaten for one day. You have it really until daybreak. M.K. Lomar Chacham and Achatzos. So why does it look like it's Machlokas? Why did the Chacham and the Mishnah say you have until only halfway through the night, if they really agree with me, Rabbi Gamliel, that you have until more daybreak? So that we can prevent a man from sinning, from falling. If a person will think, oh, I have until daybreak, he'll push it off, and before you know it, it's daybreak, and he misses opportunity to say the Mechi of Doraisa of Krishma. Mishnah Beis. Well, Mishnah Aleph quickly. So therefore, Mishnah Aleph, a quick summary. You begin Krishma at nightfall. You have three shitas of when you must conclude Krishma, either the first third of the night, Chatzos, or daybreak. Part two of the Mishnah is, Rabbi Gamliel's sons came home, they didn't say it by Chatzos, and he said, don't worry, Chazal really allow you to do it until daybreak. The only reason they said to do it by Chatzos is to prevent you from forgetting about it altogether. Mishnah 2 now talks about when one says Krishma in the morning. When a person can tell the difference and differentiate between two colors, white and blue. Eliezer Omer, no, ben Cheles Likarti. It has to be even a little lighter. It has to be between green and blue. The Gomra Netzacham, and he has a sheet that you have to finish Krishma by Netzacham at sunrise. Rishu Amar, no, Ad Shalosh Shos. Rishu says, you have until 3 hours in today. Shekain Derech B'nei Malach, Lamba Shalosh Shos, because if it's all about when people get up, you say Krishma in the morning. Uvkumecha, when people get up, so people, there are people who get up 3 hours into the day, as in people who do not have to work in the fields, such as the sons of the kings, the people in the higher echelons of society who are not the working in the fields, and therefore you have until 3 hours into the day. If you read after 3 hours into the day, you do not lose out, as in you're not doing it. It's not you're not doing something wrong in the sense of reading Levatolah in vain, because you're learning Torah. But certainly you missed out in the mitzvah, the chiv daraisa of saying Krishma in the morning. So Mishnah Beis talks about the time to say Krishma in the morning. You have one can tell the difference between blue and white, alternatively between green and blue, and you have until Netzacham. The Rishua says, no, you have until the first third of the day, and if you read beyond that, lo hisi, because it's like a person read Torah. Mishnah Gimel Beisham Yomer Barav called Adam Yituv Yikru. Uvokar Yam Du Beisham says, how do you say Krishma? In the evening you lay down, in the morning you stand up. Shnemer B'shav Chavugumecha. When you lay down and when you get up, Mishil Amr no, called him Kadarko. You read the way you are Kadarko. You have to either be sitting or standing. Shonemar Bulech Kabaderach, as you're going on your way, as in the way you go. So you can choose. Imkein Lomo Nemar Shafu Kamecha. So if that's true, why does it say when you lay down and when you get up? Bishosh Adam Ushokhm. It's talking about the time a person lays down. Bishosh Adam Omdim. Not literally laying down or getting up, but rather the time that people get up in the morning and lay down at night. Amr Bitarfun. I was so careful and punctilious in my observance. I wanted to fulfill the dictum of Beis Shammai to do it laying down, even though I was traveling. And I even put myself into danger by laying down because the bandits could have ambushed me. I couldn't protect myself because I was laying on the floor. They said to me, you should have gotten injured. Because why are you putting yourself in danger and not listening to Beis Hillel? Mishnah Gimel talked about how one should say Krishma. Reish Shammai said standing up in the morning and sitting down at night. Beis Hillel says, no, those are really just telling us, when is the time that one says Krishma? And Rav Tarfon then says, I want to foul the Beis Shammai. And they said to him, why are you putting yourself in Sakana when you're, and being over the words of Beis Hillel? Mishnah Dalet. Now we're talking about the birchas krishma. In the morning you say two, lefanev achas lacharel, and one afterwards. About erev mivarch shtayim lefanev, we shtayim lacharel. In the evening you say two, and the more two brachas before and two afterwards. Then the mishnah transitions to brachas in general. Well, excuse me, achas arukav, achas katsara, one long and one short. And now the mishnah transitions to brachos in general. Malkam shomer laharich, when the place where the Chazal tell us it's a longer bracha. Ainim l'rishai l'ksar, you cannot make the bracha shorter. L'katzer, ainim l'rishai l'arech. If it's a short bracha, you cannot add on things. Lachtum, ainim l'rishai shalo lachtum. If there's a bracha, a longer bracha, some brachas we know. End off, let's say, bracha ta Hashem, abocher ba'ma Yisrael ba'ahava. We end the Ahava Rabbah with a bracha. You can't ignore it, and you must say the bracha at the end. V'shol lachtum, ainim l'rishai lachtum. If the bracha does not have a ending, it does not have a bracha at the end, you can't add your own one in. So Mishnah Dal talks about birchas krishma, tells us there's two in the before in the morning, two brachas after in the morning, and at night you say two in the morning, and two after, sorry, one in it afterwards, and at night you say two in the morning, and two afterwards, one short and one long. And then the Mishnah transitions to regular brachas and says, do not play around with the way Chazal made brachas. Mishnah Hey talks about Vayomer. Maskir Nitzis Mitzrayim Alelos. You mentioned Nitzis Mitzrayim at night. As you say Vayomer at night, why would you think you wouldn't say the paragraph of Vayomer at night? Because it's all about mitzvah tzitzis, and tzitzis one is not chayev to wear at night. Omer Rei Lezer ben Azariah says, Rei Lezer ben Azariah, Harini keben shivim shana v'lo zechit, ishid omer Nitzis Mitzrayim, belelos achi tadrosha ben zoma shenemar leman tizkars yom tzitzcha, mei eretz Mitzrayim kol yamei chayecha, kol yamei chayecha, hayomim kol yamei chayecha, halelos. Says Rei Lezer ben Azariah, I was like almost 70 years old, and I never knew the source for saying Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim at night, saying the paragraph of Vayomer about at night, until Ben Zoma came around and said, we say, Yom Tzeisecha Merav Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Hayomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha HaLeilos. The drasha of Hayomim is tells us you say it during the day, and Kol Yimei Chayecha tells us you even say the paragraph of Vayomer at night. V'chachamim Omer, Yimei Chayecha Olam Hazeh, Kol Yimei Chayecha Lehovi Yimosa Mashiach. Not talking about night and day, but rather telling us that even Lasid Lavu in the days of Mashiach, one says Vayomer, the paragraph of Vayomer as well. This concludes the Perek Aleph of Mesechtas Brachos. Moving along, right along to Perek Beis. Now that we've discussed Krishma, we're going to continue discussing Krishma, not the brachos you make, but rather different various halachas when it comes to Krishma. In my Yukari Batar, a person's reading Torah. A person gets it really early in the morning, and they're learning Torah. And the Gizman and Mikra in it. And he gets time to say Krishma, and he happens to be in the same place of in Torah of the paragraph of Krishma. In Kaven Liba Yotza, if he has Kavana as he reads his Torah and reads Krishma while he's learning Torah, and he says, I want this not only to count as my Torah, but also Krishma, Yotza, Vim Lav, Lo, Yotza. But if not, then it's just like he read Torah, but he has to then reread or re-say Krishma. Viprakam Shalmi Pnei HaKavod Umeshiv. When someone is in between paragraphs, so you see someone walk in the room you have a lot of Kavod for, you can talk to him and respond to him. If you are very fearful of someone, as you think someone's going to take your life, or other alternatively, it's your Rebbe or your parent, you can also initiate mipnei ayira umeshiv. Did Rebbe Meir Yehud Amar no? Emsa shom pnei ayira umeshiv mipnei akavod. You can initiate because of yira and respond even to someone out of kavod. The prokem shom pnei akavod umeshiv shalom lechol adam. And in between paragraphs, you can initiate because of kavod, and you can respond to everyone who walks in and says, Safra de Maritava, good morning to you. Mishnah Beis, Elohei Medaprakam. Now that we said there are times when one can have a hefsik, and one can say, initiate, or at least respond to, we need to know what exactly is between paragraphs. So Elohei Medaprakam, Bein Brach Rishon Lishniya, Bein Shniya Lishama, Bein Shema Levayim Shemoa, Bein Vayim Shemoa Levayomer, Bein Vayomer Liemes V'yatav. Pretty intuitive, pretty makes a lot of sense. These are clear breaks in the Siddur. Bein Omer, Rehuda says no, Bein Vayomer Liemes V'yatav Lo Yafsik. Between Vayomer Liemes V'yatav, one should not make a hefsik, it's not considered a hefsik. And the reason for that is because Shema does not conclude with Emes. That's actually part of the paragraph of V'yatav and Nachon. but we add it in there in order so we don't have a hefsek. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Loma kod mishma v'im shmo, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Now that we discussed what are the prakim, let's actually ask a different question, as what is the exact order? Why do we say shema before we say v'yayim shemoa? And he says, because k'deshi kava lov olmacha shema n'chid, because we want to accept the yoke of heaven before we do everything else. V'acha kachi kava lov ol mitzvos. And afterwards we accept all the mitzvos. V'yayim shemoa v'yayomer. Why v'yayim shemoa before v'yayomer? V'yayim shemoa no v'yayom uba lailos. V'yayim shemoa talks about all the mitzvos, which apply both during the day and night. V'yayomer ain't noog ela v'yayom bilvad. Whereas v'yayomer is only during the day, it's alone. So that is Mishnah Base. So the quick recap of Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Base. Mishnah Aleph opened up discussing about a person needing kavana, intent, when one says Krishma, and then talks about when one's allowed to respond or initiate, even though they're in the middle of Birchas Krishma and Krishma itself. Mishnah Base discusses what are the clear breaking points, what's Bein HaParakim, and then discusses the order in which we choose to say Krishma. Mishnah Gimel, some more halachas in Hilchos Krishma. Hakari Shema v'lo yishmilo, as though a person says Shema, as he does not hear anything he says. Yotza, you fulfilled your obligation. Rabbi Yossi Yomer lo Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you have to hear what you're saying, at least to yourself. Kar v'lo diktik v'os yosa, you read it, but you're not careful in how you're pronouncing. So Rabbi Yossi Yomer Yotza, Rabbi Yud Omer lo Yotza. You need to be careful and pronounce it very clearly and crisply. Hakari l'mafreya lo Yotza, a person who reads the words of Shema out of order, not Yotze. A person who makes a mistake, so instead you don't have to go back to the beginning of a Krishma, but rather you go back to the sentence where you messed up. Mishnah Dal to Umin and Karav Rosh Ilan Ob Rosh Nidbach Mashen Rosh Lasos Kein Betzvila. Mishnah Dal talks about someone who's at work, even in your own fields, and you're on top of a tree or on top of perched on top of your fence or wall. You can say Krishma even though you're up there, but you cannot daven tefillah. And the reason for that is because Krishma is just a one sentence that needs kavana, whereas tefillah, all of it needs kavana. You're asking for rachamim, you're asking Hashem to help and save you, and you should be standing on firm ground and not be distracted, hoping you do not fall. Mishnah Hey, Chosin Potter mi Krishma b'leila Rishona ad Shemoti Shabbos. A Chosin is Potter from Krishma the first night until Moti Shabbos, mainly really saying 4 days. Imlo asamais, if he did not consummate his marriage, because he can be very worried, and osik b'mitzvah patam b'mitzvah, when one is involved in one mitzvah, they're not obligated, or they have an exemption from fulfilling other mitzvos. Ma'isiv Rabbi Gamliel shekar b'laila rishona shenasa, Rabbi Gamliel that said Krishma the night he got married, Amar lo talmidav, said his talmidav lo lamanti Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us Rabbi, when we learned Mishnah Yom, Mishnah chasen patam mi Krishma b'laila rishona, didn't you tell us a chasen is patam from Krishma the first night, why are you saying Krishma, Amar lahem, he said to them, Eni shmei lechem, levatel mi men yimalchus shemayim afilu shachas, he said to them, what can I do, I want to accept upon myself the yoke of heaven, how can I not do such a thing? So Mishnah Hey discussed the idea of osik b'mitzvah patur min a mitzvah, and then Rabbi Gamliel saying, even though I'm technically exempt, I want to still say it because I want to accept upon myself the yoke of heaven. Once we started discussing Rabbi Gamliel's unique shittos, we're going to mention some more. Rochatz b'layla rishonish shemesu ishto. He washed, he took a bath, a shower, the night that his wife died. Amar lo talmidav lamati Rabbeinu sha'avel patur lirchos. Didn't you teach us, Rabbi, an avel is patur, or not allowed to, excuse me, it's aser to wash. Amar lo eini kishar kol adam, because I'm not like most people. Istin is ani. I'm very finicky. I get very, very uncomfortable, and that's enough of it to give me an exemption that I'm allowed to actually wash, and when, even though I'm an avel. And we pointed out here from the Rugachover that when he was in Avelis, he was learning this, and how can you learn? And he said, Isn't this on how can I not learn? I'm very finicky. If I don't learn, I get it. You know, it makes me very depressed, and therefore it's an exemption. Moving right along with stories of Rabbi Gamliel Ukashemes Tovi Avdo, when his slave, Tovi, died, Kibal of Tanuchumin, he sat Shiva of some sort. We do not sit Shiva. We not accept condolences on our slaves. Tovi was not like most slaves. Kosher Haya. He was kosher. It seems like he was Talmud Chacham. He was also very careful in the mitzvot, various interpretations of that. So three stories of Rabbi Gamliel. One, that he said Krishma even though he had gotten married that night and he was technically exempt. Two was he washed even though he was not allowed to because he was an istinus anna. And three, he accepted condolences for his slave because his slave was a very kosher hayah. Chosin im yirtzu likros Krishma halayla rishona. Now that we get back to our regular scheduled programming, a chosin, if he wants, can say Krishma. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo kol ha-rotzeh litol es Hashem yitol. Not everyone who wants to engage in Mekabal Malach Shemayim, wants to engage in accepting upon themselves extra things, is allowed to. That concludes Perek Beis. Perek Gimel. Mi shemeso mot lefana patel mikrishma umenatzvilo umenatzvilin. Person who is an onain, they have a mace in front of them, is potter, is exempt from saying krishma, from tefillah and tefillin, and from all the mitzvahs that say she's bangramba. And we discussed, is it potter or is it asar? Machlokas Rashi Tosvos. No se amita v'chalufeyan, v'chalufei chalufeyan, o eshlefne amita v'eshlach amita, eshle mito tzarech v'em paturin, v'eshlach ein mito tzarech v'em chayav. The people, the poll carriers, those who are engaged in it right now are potter. Those who are about to engage in it are also potter. Those who just were engaged in it are chayef. Eil veil potter minat tefillah, but both of them are potter from tefillah because they're engaged in a mitzvah. Beit mishnah beis kivur as a mace v'chazru. So once they bury the mace, then they will return and make two lines to allow the avelim to walk through them. Im yachon lahasil v'ligmar atchlo yigiel l'shura. If they can say krishma before they form the lines, yatchilu v'imlav lo yaschilu. If they do not have enough time, they should not do it. If they're standing in line, the people in the innermost of the line are potter, are exempt because they're engaging with the avel, and the people on the outside are chayiv. Mishnah Gimel, Nashim Avadim Katanim Patur Mekrishma, Minot Tfilin, Umfechayim Tfilin, Mezuzo, Mazon, Nashim Avadim Patur from, and Katanim are potter from Krishma, Umminot Tfilin, but they're chayiv in Tfila, Mezuzo, Ubirchas, Hamazon. Now that we've said all that, so Mishnah Aleph was about an onain, and those involved in mitzvahs of burial, Mishnah Beis as well was those involved in mitzvah of burial, but have some time to say it. Mishnah Gimel was talking about Nashma Vanu Ketanim, Arpater, Mikrishma, Umenat Tvilin. But they're Chayiv and Tvilin, Mezuzah, Ubiach Samazin. Mishnah Dalit. Balkari Mahar, Belibu, Ve'enim Varach. A Balkari, one who is Tamei from Keri, they still should think Krishma in their mind, but they not make the brachos, Lolo Fenev, Lolo Acharev. Because Krishma still is Doraisa, and therefore we want them to fulfill it at least in their mind. And Birchas Hamazon again, which is a bracha Doraisa, we talked about so much, we'll talk about it in a few minutes. They should make the bracha afterwards, but not beforehand. No, you actually make the brachas as well before and afterwards, and which is an interesting shita, but it seems to be that he thinks the brachas of Krishma somehow are part of the entire Krishma experience. See the Kesef Mishnah. Mishnah, hey. Hayom b'tzvila, a person is diving this kashubal carry, and says, "Oh my gosh, I'm a bal carry." Lo yafsik el yaksir. You shouldn't stop right there, brother. You should shorten your brachas. Yor litva, a person who goes down to tovel im yoch lalos ulahaskos likros achlo netzachama. If he's able to come out and dress and then or cover over and then say before the sun rises, yal vichas if yikre v'imlav is kasev emayim yikre. He should make the stir the water. And then say Krishma. Avalo yiskasa. Lo my haram, lo may I mishroy. A person should not cover himself in dirty water. Ach yito lisocha and mime until he dilutes it. Now that we're talking about dirty water and things that are foul smelling. So we're going to mention the kama yachim mehem uminatsoa. How much does one have to distance themselves from things that have a foul odor before they can say dvarm shibikadusha? Arba amos four amos. Zov shira kari nida shi plita shich bazera v'hamish meres shirasa nida tzrichim tvila Rabbi Yehuda pator. Mishnah Zayin, is talking about someone who is tamei a more stringent or severe tuma, but they're also a kari. Says the Mishnah, you might think because they going to the mikvah is not going to make them tahar for everything, they shouldn't go to the mikvah at all. And this Mishnah is, the first opinion is, no, you still go to the mikvah in order to not be a carry so that you can actually daven and do all the things that carry is also from doing. Rehuda's like, no, potter, because Rehuda already thinks they abolished this extra takana of Ezra that a carry is not allowed to daven, etc. Thus concludes Perek Gimel. Perek Dalet, we're transitioning, moving on from Hilchas Krishma to Hilchas Tvila. Mishnah Aleph. Tefillas HaShachar Ad Chatzos, one can dive in Tefillas HaShachar until halfway through the day. Rida Omer Ad Arba Shas, no, only until 4 hours into the day. And we discussed, these are all patterned after the karbonos that were brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Tefillas HaMincha Ad Erev, Rida Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. Tanakama, the first opinion is Tefillas HaMincha you have until evening. Rida says, no, Ad Plag HaMincha, which is about 9.5 hours into the day. It's an hour and a quarter after 9.5 hours into the day. Tefillas ha'erev ain't lo kevo. You can daven all night. But shalom esofen, kol hayom, and most of you have all day. Rehuda omer ad shavu shos. No, you only have 7 hours into the day. So Mishnah Aleph is talking about this manim when one must conclude finishing saying shachris. Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana omer v'sval b'chin sasul beis medrash b'tiyasul tefila katzara. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana said before you enter the beis medrash and after you leave the beis medrash, say a short tefila omer lo ma'amakam l'tefila zu. Is there a place for this tefila? Why are you davening? Omer lahem b'chin sasul ani mispal shlo teret tekala yadiyai daven that I should not experience and say something wrong. I should not give the wrong psak. I thank Hashem for allowing me to sit b'yoshvei beis medrash, to sit and have the amazing, awesome opportunity and learn. Mishnah Gimel Rigamil Omer B'chol Meom Mispal Adam Shmona Esrei, a person should daven Shmona Esrei 18 brachas every day. Rav Yehoshua Omer Me'ein Shmona Esrei. No, a shortened version of Shmona Esrei. Rav Akiva Omer Im Shigur Tefillah So B'Fiv. If you have no Tefillah, as they did not have sitters back then, so you know it by heart, you know it very well, you're not going to make mistakes. Yispal Shmona Esrei Vim Lav Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Then say the shortened version. Mishnah Da'al Rabbi Lazar Omer Oset Tefillah So Keva Ein Tefillah So Tach Nunim. A person who says Tefillah out of rote, their tefillah is not going to be accepted. Rishu Omer Hamahalach B'makom Sakana, one who goes into a dangerous place, Mispal Tefillah Katzara, should say a very short prayer. Omer Hoshia Hashem as Amcha as Sheiris Yisrael b'chol par Rashi Ibor Yitzrichayim Levaneha. God should save the remnant of the Jewish people and every fork in every place that they're needed. You should give them their needs. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomeya Tefillah, blesses God who listens to our prayers. Mishnah Hay now talks about beyond tefillah katzaras and what we're saying, but someone who is now stuck hayirochav al chamar on a donkey. Yerid, he should get down to daven shmon esrei, because if you're on the donkey, you are going to not have the same kavana. Many yochel yerid yachzas one, but if you can't get off, mainly because you're afraid your donkey's going to run away, or the whole time you're going to be looking at your donkey trying to hold it in place, so then you're not going to have kavana. It's going to defeat the whole point of coming down from the donkey. So turn your face towards Yerushalayim. Many yochel yachzas one of yichavnes libu keneged kodesh hakadoshim. Turn your heart. Focus your tefillahs to the holiest of holies. Mishnah Vav Hayoshev Svina Oibakarin Obasta. A person is in places where they cannot dismount, like a boat or a wagon. They should focus their heart towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mishnah Zayin now talks about tefillahs. Musav Rilaz Ben Azariah Omer Ein Tefillahs Musafin Ella Bechever Ha'ir. Rilaz Ben Azariah says tefillahs Musav is only done in the tzibor. A yachid, an individual, does not say tefillahs Musav. Chacham say no, tefillahs musaf is an individual. There's an individual obligation. It's on every individual. Every person must say tefillahs musaf, and therefore, whether you are with a minion or not, you must say tefillahs musaf. Rehuda Amar Mishmo, Kol Makom Sheyesh Chaver Ir Hayachet Patim Tefillahs Musaf. And Rehuda takes a middle shita, whereas Nazaria says only a tzibur says it, only a congregation says it, and the Chacham say everyone says it, whether you're in a tzibur or you're alone. Right. Yehuda says, if there's a tzibur in the city, then the individual is potter. But if there's no tzibur in the city saying musaf, then you as an individual have an obligation to say it. That concludes Perek Hey. Perek Vav. I'm sorry. Perek Dalet, the fourth Perek. Perek Hey, the fifth Perek. Continuing with Hilchos Tefillah, Ein Omdim Litzbal, El Yitoch Kavod Rosh. A person should not daven, or get up to daven, except until they have a certain level of seriousness. They should, and the Gemara tells us all the things you should do in order to make sure that you could be focused. They'd wait an hour, spend an hour preparing themselves for tefillah. Because the whole entire point of tefillah is that you can focus and on Hashem, and you can focus your tefillahs on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're not going to be able to do that because you're going to be thinking about everything else going on in your life, so what is the point? Therefore, they would take an hour to prepare themselves, to meditate, to focus, so that they can daven and direct their tefillahs to Hashem. Afilu hamelech shol b'shlomo lo yeshivenu. Even if a king comes and says, how are you? You don't respond. Afilu nochash karach alakvo. You have a non-venomous snake tied around your ankle. Lo yafsik, do not break up, because you do not stop, because again, you're daven to Hashem. Mishnah Beis talks about maskir and divorce kesham b'tichas mesim. When do we say the various insertions throughout the year? During davening, so Mashiv Ruach Amar Degoshim comes up in Tchias HaMesim. V'Shon LeGesham, we say in Baruch Aleinu, V'Yerach HaShanim, Baruch Aleinu, we say the same Talamot LeVracha. V'Havdala B'Chonin Hadas, and we say Havdala in Chonin Hadas because you need Das discernment in order to know the difference between Kodesh and Chol. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omer Bracha Revius with Neyatz. No, it's actually its own unique special Bracha. Relazer Omer B'Hodaya. No, you say it in thanks, giving thanks. Mishnah Gimel talks about someone who decides to insert things. Once we talk about insertions that one should say, let's talk about what one should not say. A person says, thank you, Hashem, you're so wonderful, you're so amazing, you're so great. You even have mercy on the little bird. Or a person says, modim twice. Mishtakenosa, we say, quiet, shh, don't say that, that's not true. We discussed why. Over the teva top, one who gets in front of the teva, in the shliach tzibur, makes a mistake. We replace him with someone else. And at that time, if you're a middle daven, you need to replace the shliach tzibur. The person you choose should not try to push you off and say, "Nah, I'm not really interested now." Although one normally does that, we do not do that in this situation because you're middle davening. From where does he begin? The new chazan from the beginning of the bracha that we made a mistake on. So, Mishnah Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Aleph was you should only daven b'kavod rosh. You should sit down and daven when you are focused. Mishnah Beis is the insertions one should say, as in Mash V'ruach in Tchias HaMesim. We ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu. We say Avdol and Achon Nidas. Rekiva says no, it's a Baruch Atzmo. And Relazar says no, we say it in Hodaya. Mishnah Gimel is things you shouldn't say, such as Al Katsib Yagir Rechamecha. Or modem, because modem sounds like there's two gods. Shtei Rishuyos, modem to you, and modem to you, thank it to you, and thank it to you. And then if you have to replace a chasen, the person who gets up starts from the bracha that was made, the mistake was made in, and he does not push it off and say, I don't want to be chosen. Mishadat over the table, Yana Achra Kohanim, Amen. Mipneha Tiruf, Ein Shom Kohen Elohu, Lo Yisas Kapov, a person who gets up to Davin. The Kohanim do not say Amen afterward because they're going to get distracted. This is talking about during the Birchas Kohanim. If there's no Kohanim but the person, the Chazen, he does not do Birchas Kohanim. There's no Birchas Kohanim that day. However, if he's confident that he's able to say Birchas Kohanim and then return immediately to his tefillin and won't get thrown off, then he could say Birchas Kohanim, which we discussed might be in Machlokas, the Minog in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Simon, Mishnah, hey, I'm a spal v'tal, Simon Rala, a person who davens and makes a mistake, it's not a good sign. V'im shliach tzibur, who is Simon Rala, shloch, v'mentesh, shluch, shlodun kamoso. It's not a good sign for the people who sent him up, as in the congregation, because he's a shliach, he's an agent on behalf of all of them. Omer, a love of Rav Chanina ben Dosa. They said about Rav Chanina ben Dosa, shem yispal al chacholim v'omer, zechai v'zeh meis. When he would daven, he would know who would live and who would die. Omer, lo, minayat at the yodeh, how do you know this? If the tefillah came out clearly, then I know that there was some sort of siyat deshmaya, some sort of help from heaven in my davening, and therefore it was accepted. If not, I know it was not accepted. That concludes Mishnah Hay and concludes the next part of this Mesechta, talking about Hilchos Tefillah. Now we're going to move on to brachos in general. Perek Ketzin Mevarchim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Ketzin Mevarchim ala Peros. How does one daven, what does one say on fruits? Ala Peros Yilin Omer Barei Pri Ha'etz. One says, Baruch Atah Hashem. Elokeinu melech olam borei peri ha'etz. Chutz min hayayin, except on wine. Shal yayin omer borei peri ha'gofen. Val peres arts omer borei peri ha'adama. Chutz min ha'pas. And when it comes to the fruits of the field, as in vegetables, one says borei peri ha'adama, but not on wheat. Shal ha'pas hu omer ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Val yirakos omer borei peri ha'adama. On vegetables, other vegetables, one says, Rehud Omer, Rehud Omer, Borei Minei Deshaim, a more specific and specified bracha. Mishnah Beis Bracha Perse Ilan Borei Pri Adama Yotze. If a person picks up an apple and makes a Borei Pri Adama, he fulfills his obligation because ultimately a apple comes from a tree which comes from the ground. However, Al Perse Haaretz Borei Pri Eitz, but if it picks up a cucumber and says, Borei Pri Eitz, Lo Yotze. Al Kulam Im Omer Shahakol Yotze. And all of you say Shahakol. Shahakol is the bracha that covers everything, and therefore one fulfills their obligation. Interestingly, by the way, Hagafen covers any drink. Mishnah Gimel. Al Dover Shein Geduli Min Haaretz Omer Shahakol. And things do not grow from the ground. You say Shahakol al Chometz Vala Nivolos Vala Gavai Omer Shahakol. On vinegar, on spoiled dates and figs, one says, and excuse me, and the grasshoppers, one says Shahakol al Chalav Vala Gavino Vala Beitzim Omer Shahakol. On milk, cheese and eggs, once a shakal, because it does not come from the ground. Yomar kolshu min kolala in varchalav. Anything that's putrid, that's spoiled, such as chometz, vinegar, one does not make a bracha on it at all. That concludes Mishnah Gimel. Quick review. Mishnah Aleph tells us the types of brachos we make on the various fruits and vegetables. Mishnah Beis says if you made a mistake, so on things that are eitz, you make hadama, you're yotze. Things that are hadama, you make eitz, you're not yotze. And on everything, shakal works. Mishnah Gimel says shakal is made in all the things that do not grow from the ground. Mishadalad, how you look fun of Minim Harbe. A person has many different fruits in front of them, which we discussed. Was it many different types of fruits or many fruits of the same bracha? Machlokas, other Rishonim, Yehuda Omer. Im Yish Bnei Mimin Shiva, if you have one of the Shivas Haminim, among them, Mivarach Allah, that comes first. Mivarach Al Ezim, so you make a bracha on which one you want first. Again, another further machlokas is the thing you generally want first, or right now, what do you want first? Mishnah, hey, Berach Al Yayin Shalavne Amazin. If you make a bracha on wine before you eat, it exempts the wine that came between the meal and Birchas Amazin. Similarly, with papyrus, these are various things that come and accompany bread. If you make a bracha on pas, that covers the parparis. Al paris lo patas pas, but parparis make a bracha on that those things that accompany bread does not cover the bread. Bishami omrim af lo ma'aseh kedeira, also things made from wheat. Mishnah vav hayoshvin kol echa ve'echa mevarach la'atzma. If you're sitting, everyone makes a bracha for themselves. Haseba, but once you lay down, as you lie down by haseba, because back then they would lay down when they ate. That shows you're eating as a group. Echad mevarach l'kula, one person makes a bracha, and that allows everyone to fulfill their obligation. Balam yaim zochem mazon, they bring wine in the middle of the meal. Kol echa ve'echa mevarach la'atzma, whoever makes a bracha for themselves. L'achar mazon. But after the meal, before birchas hamazon, echad mevarach l'kulam. Everyone, one person makes it for everyone. And they said about the mugmar, about the incense, about the perfume, even though they brought it after the suda, they still, because they're all sitting together, it's still considered as if they're all sitting as one group, and therefore, they one person makes the besam, or bray isfe besam, or bray atz besam, depending on what it is, for all of them. Mish design of avilafon of malach, mitchila upas imo, you bring something very salty, and you bring pas with it, bread with it, in order to nullify the effects of something salty. Mivarach ala meliach upoter es hapas. So you make the bracha on the salty thing, and that exempts the pas, because shapas tefila is low. The only reason you're eating the bread here is because you don't want the effect, the salt is too salty. But you're not doing it for the pas itself. And zeklal kol shu ikar v'imo tefila, mivarach ala ikar upoter es tefila. The halacha is, the klal is, the rule is, you make a bracha on the thing that's ikar, that's the reason you're eating, and that exempts anything that comes with it. You make the bracha on the bread, and that exempts the cream cheese. And we pointed out, now, as Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays, rarely, do we have pas that is exempt. Because always you always want the pas, even a little, and that's enough to say you make the bracha on that, based on the Shart Zion. And we pointed out the only time we ignore the wheat is when it's coming to help emulsify. It comes to help give texture, like Twizzlers. Mishnah Ches, Ocha Ta'enim Anavim Verimonim, Mivarach Acharayim Shalosh Brachos. You eat one of these three Shivas Haminim, you make the Bracha Mein Shalosh, you make Birchas HaMazon afterward, Divra Bigamlil, which we saw the way he read the Pasuk was three Pesukim in a row, Hamevin Yavin. V'chacham Mamin Mivarach Achas Mein Shalosh, you make the Bircha of Alamichya. Rekiva Amar Afil Ochel Shelek V'hu Mizono, Mivarach Acharav Shalosh Brachos. And Rekiva says most extreme shita, anytime you're satiated, you make birchas hamazon. Hashos hamayim latzamo. Omer shakol niyabitvaro. You're very thirsty. You drink water. Make shakol niyabitvaro. Rabbi Tarfon Omer bore nifoshos rabos. No, you make a bore nifoshos rabos, and he's talking about beforehand. This concludes Perek Vav. Perek Zayin now talks about different halachos when it comes to the zimun and then birchas hamazon in general. Shlosha she'ach luke echad chayavim lezamen. Three people sit together. You have a chiyuv to bench together, seemingly stemming from Berov Am Hadras Melech, although there were other sources as well. Ochel demai u'masirishin shenot l'shemaso. So if you eat various items that have questionable kashrus statuses, but because there are times when it is still permitted, u'masirishin v'hekdishin iftu v'hashamish ochel kazayis v'akusim zamin aleim. So it's still considered as if you're all eating together, because there are times when these things may be mutter, or at least mutter to some extent, and therefore, even if one of the people in the group is eating it, everyone is considered as if eating together. However, if you eat things that are clearly not kosher, not allowed to be eaten, so one of the people eating it, no one else is going to partake in it, and therefore it's not considered as if you ate together, even though you're sitting and laying together, aval ochel tevel. All these things you do not make a zimun on. By the way, the nachri is because obviously non-Jew, but also the Gemara tells us it's talking about someone who is ma'al v'lo tavol. They're only halfway through their conversion. Ain Mizam Nalei. And Mishnah Beis talks about Nashim Avad Mukatanim, do not make a Zeman together. Ad Kama Mizamnin, or and you do not join in the Zeman. Ad Kama Mizamnin. Ad Kazayas, what is the minimum amount of shear one needs in order to participate or partake in the Zeman? A Kazayas. Ruyudomer, Ad Kabates, a little larger, an egg size. Kate Sun Mizamnin. How, what exactly do you say when you make a Zeman? Mishnah Gimel. Bishlosha Omer Nivarech. Bishlosha Vahu Omer Baruchu. Baser Omer Nivarech Lelokenu. At 10 you say Nivarech Lelokenu. Baser Vahu. When you have 10 in you, you say Omer Baruchu. Echad Asara Vechad Asara Rivo. Vimea. Whether it's 10 or it's 10,000. Vimea Omer Nivarech La. Excuse me, 100,000. Vimea Omer Nivarech Lashem Lelokenu. Vimea Vahu Omer Baruchu. Elif Omer Nivarech Lashem Lelokenu Lelokay Yisrael. And 1,000 you say Baruch Hashem. Nivarach Hashem l'akeinu v'lakeinu v'seinu be'elafu omer baruchum. B'riboy omer nivarach Hashem l'akeinu v'lakei Yisrael l'akei tzvakos yoshiv akruvim alamazin sh'achlu. B'riboy v'hu omer baruchu. K'ein shu mivarach kach onen achar. The way the person says it, so does everyone respond. Baruch Hashem l'akeinu v'lakei Yisrael l'akei tzvakos yoshiv akruvim alamazin sh'achlu. Achalnu. V'yosei gli omer v'viro kal hein mivarachin sh'nemar. Makalos Baruchu Elokim Hashem Mekod Yisrael. And Rabbi Yossi brings a scriptural source for this, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, that we tailor the bracha to the amount of people who are participating in the zeman. Amar Bekiva, Bekiva says no, not true, and this is the way we paskin. Mamat sinu beis hakneses echem rabin vechem muat and Amar Baruchu Hashem. Just like in the beis hakneses, whether there are 10 people or 100,000 people to see mashas, we say Baruchu Hashem v'zehu. That is exactly what we do with benching. No matter how many people we have, over 10, it's with Elokeinu, and under 10, it's without Elokeinu. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMivorach. Mishnah Dalet Shlosh Ach Ke'echad Ein Roshayin Lechalak Ve'chein Arba. Three people are eating together. One cannot get up and say, I'm leaving. Similarly, four also, because he has a chiyuv to partake in the Zeman. V'chein chamisha, shishin nechlokin, six can split up, as in three and three, although, rovam hajus melech, it brings glory to the king when there's more people doing mitzvahs together, and therefore, they shouldn't if they do not have to. Ad asar until 10. V'asar ein nechlokin, again, because you can say lokeinu, we don't want to lose that out. Ad shiyu esr until there is 20. Mishnah hey, shtei chavurah shayu ochel v'vayasachid, you have two groups of people eating in one house. Mizmach makes osin ron, elu es elu, if some of the people can see into the other room, they see each other, ha'ilu mitzdarf and lezim le'milav. Then they can join together. But if they cannot see each other, they just happen to know they're in the same house, then they cannot join together. These people do it to themselves, and these people do it for themselves. Interesting halacha, we're only bringing it up here because Zeman requires a kos, and perhaps even any time you bench requires a kos. We do not make a bracha on wine until you put water into it, until you're mazgu, until you dilute it. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. You still can make a bracha on it. This concludes Perek Zayin. So Mishnah Aleph was the idea there's a chiyav to make a zimun. And then we talked about different types of foods that may make you not be able to partake in the zimun, and fruits that allow you to partake in the zimun. Mishnah Beis is, who is pater? Nashim v'ad katanim are not chayav in the zimun together. How do you make a zimun? We went through the various and different additions one adds in depending on how many people are, based off the scriptural source brought down by Rabbi Yosef Haglili. And Rabbi Yekiva says, no, just like in the Beis Medrash and the Beis Hakneses, we only have one matbea, one way of saying things. So too, no matter how many people are in benching with you, you only say it one way. Mishnah Dala is the idea that you're not allowed to split up. You have a chiv to be in the Zeman together. And Mishnah Hay was, if you have two chaburas, if they can see each other, they can join. If they cannot see each other, they cannot join. Perek Ches. Now we're going to talk about different machlokas in Bein Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel when it comes to the Suda, particularly before and after the Suda. Beis Shammai Omrim, Alayom V'achach V'arach Alayayin. When it comes to Kiddush, Friday night, or Yom Tiv night, you make the bracha on the day, and afterwards you make Berei Pri Hagafen. And then you make Hagafen. Beis Hillel Omrim, no, V'arach Alayayin, V'achach V'arach Alayom. Wine comes first, and afterwards the day. Mishnah Beis Beis Shammai Omrim, Nidotin Liyadayim V'Achach Mozgin Es HaKos. You should wash your hand, only afterwards fill the kos or dilute the wine. Beis Hillel Omrim is Mozgin Es HaKos V'Achach Nidotin Liyadayim. We discussed because of various concerns when it comes to Hilchos Tuma. Moving on, more concerns when it comes to Tuma. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mekaneach Yadav Mamapa Omenichan Al Shulchan. Once one dries their hands, they can put the towel with droplets on the table. Because and Beis Hillel Omrim Alakasas, put it on the pillow, but not on the table. Mishnah Dalet Beis Shammai Omrim Mechabnes Abayis V'Achach Noten Liyadayim. You should first clean up the house and then wash your hands. First, wash your hands, and only afterwards, clean up the house. Mishnah, hey. Beishami omrim ner umazim b'sam v'avdol, a person only has one cup of wine. They need to make various, or they have to bench, and they have to say birchas hamazon, and then havdalah. First comes ner, then mazon, then besamim uva havdalah. Because ner and havdalah, everyone agrees, ner comes first because it's the first thing you can do. The first, once you light, you have a chiv to make the bracha on it, or one's able to make the bracha on it. Havdalah comes last because we want to call ma'acher into Shabbos. We want to push off Shabbos ending. And the question is going to be mazon besamim. He thinks mazon comes first, and only afterwards the bracha on besamim. We say lomer no, ner besamim, because those come as a group. Both of them are done only exclusively because it's Moti Shabbos. Umazin after it followed by Birchas Hamazon v'Havdalah. Beishami Obrim Shabara Ma'oraish. You make it singular that God created the fire because we see it as one entity. We say Obrim Bari Ma'oraish because there's various multiple entities in the fire, as in different hues, different colors. And we discussed an idea from Rav Zevin when we did that. Ein Mevarchin Ala Ner V'Lo LaBesamim Shel Nachrim. We do not make a bracha on the fire and the spices of non-Jews. Again, there's a concern here because of Avodah Zarah. V'lo ner v'al b'samim shel mesim. Neither on a ner, a candle lit, b'samim that was used for mesim, because it wasn't, they're primarily used in order to get rid of the smell or for the mesim, and weren't lit for the havdalah purposes. V'lo al ner v'al b'samim shel b'nei Avodah Zarah. Excuse me, I made a mistake. We don't make a bruch on the ner for Nachrim, because a non-Jew may have lit the fire on Shabbos, and we need a ner shel shavas, a light that didn't do malacha, whatever that exactly means, for Moti Shabbos. And b'samim is a concern of Avodah Zarah. We would not use a ner of a lobe summa shalt nevo dezara because of those concerns. And you do not make a bracha on the fire until you're able, yachal, to use the light, although we try to demonstrate that we're able to use the light, or at least have some sort of a nut by putting our fingernails up to it. And the it has to be light enough you can tell the difference between two different types of coins from the same country. Mishnah Zayin, Mishachov v'Shachov lo beirach. A person eats and they forget and they don't bench. Beishami Omrim Yachsel Malkam Yivarach. You have to return to the place and bench there. Beishil Omrim Yivarach Malkam Shnitzke. You can bench anywhere you remember. Ad Emes Ihum Yivarach. What is the amount of time one has before they no longer are able to bench? Akteishis Akal Hamazon Shemimayov. Until your food gets digested, which the post can point out is around 72 minutes. Mishnah Ches Bolan Yain Lachar Mazav Ein Sham Ela Osakos. So as we noted earlier, after one finishes eating, they would bring wine before they benched. So they bring the wine, and there's no wine. That's the only last cup of wine left. There's not going to be enough wine for Birchas Hamazon. Beishami Omrim, Vorach Al Yain, V'achem Vorach Al Hamazon. Says Beishami, not our concern. Make a bracha on the wine now, and afterwards you bench. And now you benched, you don't have wine. What can you do? Beishil says, no, Ezu Chacham Aroz Anolan, V'vorach Al Hamazon, V'achem Vorach Al Yain. What are you putting yourself in a situation? You're not going to have wine for the chiyah, for the obligation to bench al kos. Don't do so. Although we did point out, we're particularly and specifically talking about Balahem Yain Le'achar Hamazon. Well, if it's Besoch Hamazon, in the middle of the meal, even Beishil agrees you can make a bracha on the wine, knowing full well you're not going to have enough wine for later on. On Amin Ach Yisrael Mavarech. If you hear a Jew make even half a bracha, you say Amen. But Ein Omer Amen Achar Kusim Mavarech. If a Kusim makes a bracha, you do not say Amen, Ach Yishma, call a bracha until you hear the whole bracha, because you have a concern. Perhaps, maybe, he did not make the bracha to Hashem, but rather to his idols. This concludes Perek Ches, talking all about different machlokasim when it comes to the Suda between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The last Perek. Perek Tes. Haroah Malkam Shnasim, when Nisim Yisrael, you come across a place. You come across a place where great miracles were performed for the Jewish people, such as the Yamsuf. Omer Baruch Shas and Nisim Lava Sainu B'Makam Zeh, blessed be God, who made Nisim miracles for our fathers in this place. Makam Shnekar Menu Avodah Zarah, a place where, in Eretz Yisrael, where they removed Avodah Zarah. Omer Baruch Shnekar Avodah Zarah, Meir Tzeinu, blessed is God, who removed or destroyed, uprooted, expunged the idols from our land. Al Zikin, Vala Zavot, Vala Brokin, Vala Ramim, Vala Ruchos, Omer Baruch Shakokom Oli Olam, on all these different types of wondrous, natural, powerful phenomenons like winds and thunder, and one makes a Brach of Shakokom Oli Olam, God's power fills the world. Al Harim, Vala Gvos, Vala Yamim, Vala Naros, Vala Medbaros, Omer Baruch Shasam, my separations on more wondrous, beautiful creations, such as seas and mountains, not any mountain, but real mountains, like the Alps. Vahanaros and rivers and deserts and those sort of natural beautiful phenomenons, you say Osem Masei Bereshis. We see the Yamagadol, whatever that was, which we discussed a little bit. You say God who created the great sea. That's only when you see these things from time to time, as in between every 30 days. When it starts to rain, or on other good tidings, again in Eretz Yisrael, rain is it does not rain during the summer, and only rains in the winter, and rain is the source for the economy. It's how the crops grow. People get very excited. I remember when I was in Kiryat Yavne, it was raining in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and there's a kid in front of me from one of the Yishuvim who starts jumping around and dancing, literally in the middle of davening. V'halashmus rose, Omer Baruch Dayin Ha'emes, and on bad things we say, Baruch Dayin Ha'emes. Gimel, Bona Bayis Chadosh V'kona Kelim Chadosh, Omer Baruch Shechiyanu. When a person buys himself a new house or gets new Kelim, they say Shechiyanu. V'ruch Ha'ra Me'ena Tova, V'altova Me'ena Ra. Atokel Shavar Harizet Tvila Shav, one who cries out on things that already passed over. One who davens, excuse me, on things that already passed over. That's a tefillas shav. Ketzad, so ishta muberes, v'omer, yiratzen shelet ishti zachar, a woman is expecting her. And he goes, oh, God, please make it a male. How is it tefillas shav? It's done already. A person comes from the city, hears a screaming from this city. V'omer, yiratzen shelet elu b'nei beis, he says, God, may that not be from my house. How is it tefillas shav? Feel shav because whether it happened already, so you can't change what happened. I want to note here, by the way, notice how he just says yiratzen. It's not like he's davening in Shmoneh Esrei, but he's middle just walking in the city, walking in the street, coming into the city, and he davens, because one can daven wherever they find themselves. Yiratzen shlo yei, elu b'nei beisi. Mishnah dal and nichnas lekrach mispal shtayim. Achaz nesasav achaz b'tziyaso. When it comes to the city, davens twice. When he goes, he should come in peace and go in peace. B'nazi amar arba shtayim nesasav b'shtayim tziyaso. V'nosan dalish avar v'tzok lasit lava. He's not only says, can I come in peace and can I go in peace, but he also says, thank you for what everything that happened, and hopefully everything goes well in my future. Chayiv Adam Levarach al Ra, Kishem Shum Levarach al Tov. Mishnah, hey, the final Mishnah's Mesechta. A person has a chiyuv to make a bracha on the bad things, the same way he makes it with the same enthusiasm, the same excitement, the same way on the good things. Shnemer v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafsha v'chol me'odecha. As the pasuk tells us, you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And before we find the actual proof for this first opinion, we're going to have other drushas, other things we're going to learn out from these psukim. V'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzirecha with your two yetzers. V'yetzer tov v'yetzer, you serve God with both yetzer and your yetzer tov. V'chol nafshecha avilu no deles nafshe v'chol me'odecha v'chol me'mon v'chol all your money. And everything that comes your way, you should equally have serve Hashem with, as in a person should not have kalas rosh, should not be have a moment of levity, should actually have a certain seriousness when they're facing the Makom HaMikdash, because they're in front of the holiest place on earth. A person not going harbais with numerous things which are not so bechavadik, like your wallet and your walking stick and shoes. Well, yes, the commander you over kikam bekavachomer. And certainly, if you cannot go into Har Bias and choose, you can't make Har Bias into shortcuts. If you don't really care about this kedusha, you just want to get from one side to the next, and you can't spit on the floor there. Kolchos me brachas shu mikdash hayomer min olam. Anytime they concluded a bracha on the base of mikdash, it added the words min olam. Mishkaglam minim. But when the minim came along, the heretics, they'd say, oh, there's only one world. Omer ain olam ella echad. There's only one world. Hiskimu shi omrim min olam. The odd olam, they'd add him from this world until the next world. A person should greet his friend using God's name. Shnemar, meaning Boaz, Bo, and Beis Lechem. Boaz came from Beis Lechem. Yomer the Kotzrim. Hashem Yimcha. God is with you. Yomer Lo. Yivarech Hashem. He responded, Hashem bless you. For Hashem Yimcha Gibur Chayil. For Al Tovus Ki Zikna Imecha. Don't think that this is just Boaz, no one else. It says, don't forsake him. Don't leave him because he's an elder among your people. That in a time when their Torah is being erased, we take extreme or certain measures, even though it's not ideal, as it's not ideal to use God's name. However, here we do so because everyone enjoyed this review and looking forward to beginning Mesechus Peah right away. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.